Wireless broadband access has become a fixture in many cities across America, but many of America's farms could also have a use for the technology. Speaking to reporters, Nick Tindall with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers said AEM wants to see cell coverage expanded to the remaining land that's currently getting zero bars.
AEM is working with a broad spectrum of agricultural partners in D.C. to try to get the message out about how important it is that our fields have wireless coverage. You know, the FCC wants to wave the flag that we won because they say, you know, 98% of Americans have wireless coverage. I would say that that last 2% is the most important people that do need coverage because that's where the food and fiber and fuel that runs this country is coming from.
Tindall says agricultural technology is growing by leaps and bounds, and it isn't going away anytime soon.
Today, our tractors come equipped with a cell phone modem to upload telemetrics data. And we expect in the next 100 years, agriculture to receive more productivity gains because of big ag data than we had in the last 100 years through mechanization. But we can only fully, truly utilize that potential if our equipment can talk to each other wirelessly. We'll have to be able to move massive amounts of data seamlessly, and our ability to collect data per plant in every field and track that throughout its entire life cycle is only going to grow exponentially.
Tindall hopes to visit with lawmakers and regulators to change the perception of why this coverage is needed.
Those blank spaces on a map where there's no coverage, they're not just, you know, deserts. They're zones of vital economic interest. That's a field of corn or soybeans with $10 million worth of product, and it needs wireless coverage.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.